Are you tired of feeling like you have to hide your faith in order to be successful in business? Welcome to the Flamingo Advantage podcast, where Christian marketing and client experience coach Katie Horner leads you to embrace your uniqueness, to see the marketplace as a mission field and your business as an act of worship. Hey, welcome back. Today on the podcast, we are talking about commitment over convenience. This is a phrase that you may hear thrown around quite a bit. I first heard it from my coach, Barry Baumgardner, and commitment over convenience is something she says a lot. Commit, commit, be consistent. You said you would do this, show up and do it. Like, get in there and get it done. Commit and be committed. Be faithful, in other words, to do what you said you would do. And where do we see this in scripture? As Christian business owners, I think it's so important that we go back to the Word of God to find out why things are important. And if you look up the word faithfulness, at least in the King James Version, which is the one that I believe may be most common among our listeners, faithfulness is mentioned 16 times. Faithful is mentioned 105 times in scriptures in this particular version. And so one of the ones that stood out to me is Luke 16:10. And Luke 16:10 says, "He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. And he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much." And so they're equating faithfulness or consistency there, the lack of that being unjust, being actually something that is not honorable or something that is not equal or fair. Whereas faithfulness is honorable, is equal, is fair, and that commitment carries with it much more than just consistency. It is this idea of something that is honorable. And then in Deuteronomy 7, verse 9, we hear of our faithful God. It says, "Know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. This is not just the God who shows up when it's convenient. This is not just the God who shows up when he feels like it. This is a God who keeps his promises. The faithful God, it says, making a specific reference to God's faithfulness here as a character quality, that he will keep his covenant. He is a promise keeper to his people, and keeping that covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments unto 1,000 generations. Can you imagine that? 1,000 generations. What is that? If we lived 70 years approximately, or even let's say 80 years, 80 years times 1,000, it's like 8,000 years that he keeps his covenant with people. If we lived to 100, like, it just blows my mind to think about the fact that if I love him and I keep his commandments today in my life, in my business, if I am honoring him with what I do now, he is going to keep the promises he made to me all the way through to 8,000 years from now in my family. What an amazing, amazing thought. Our God is faithful. He is the same yesterday and today and forever. He is a faithful, faithful God. And so looking up the definitions, as I love to do, you guys know I love to do that, the Merriam-Webster 1828 Dictionary Online says that commitment is an agreement or a pledge to do something in the future, an engagement to assume a financial obligation maybe at a future date, something that is pledged, a state or an instance of being obligated or emotionally compelled to do something. It could also be the act of committing something to a charge or a trust, such as a consignment, an act of referring a matter, you're committing a matter to someone else to handle. And so this agreement or this pledge to do something in the future, this engagement to assume a responsibility, that is commitment. Why does that matter in our business? Because we're making commitments to our people all the time. When you choose to show up online, you're making a commitment to your people. When you say on your YouTube channel, "We publish weekly," you're making a commitment to publish weekly. When you have a podcast, you're making a commitment. If you've got a blog, if you've got an email, like, you're making a commitment to your people. When you say, "If you buy this, I will do X," that is a commitment. And we have to follow through on that agreement and that pledge with the same faithfulness of the God who created us to follow through and do what we said we would do. He keeps his promises to us to 1,000 generations. When he pledged to be our provider, to be our guide, to be our father, to give us an inheritance, all of those things were a pledge to us to do something in the future. And he keeps his promises. And therefore, we created in the image of God, ambassadors for him, children of him who bear his name in this kingdom on earth, need to do the same. And so when we look at convenience, the opposite of this, convenience, if you look it up in the Oxford Dictionary, the one that I just found doing a search online, says convenience is the state of being able to proceed with something with little effort or difficulty. Proceeding with something with little effort or difficulty. And so again, how does this apply to business? Is that sometimes things happen in our business with very little effort. Sometimes they happen with very little difficulty, but more often than not, they don't. More often than not, it does require effort. There is some difficulty involved, right? Especially as we grow, you know, every new level, it requires a new skill set. You grow as a solopreneur, you have to learn to do all the things yourself, right? Then you get to where you can hire somebody to help you, and you've got to learn teamwork and delegation, and you've got to learn to pass things off there so you can up-level what your genius is. So many times we have to do things with effort and difficulty, and if we're not careful, we slip back into that convenience mode. Oh, this is hard. I'm not going to do it. Oh, this is taking too much effort. I'll wait and do it later. Procrastination, right? Instead of being committed to the thing that we were going to do. Just as an example, I'll give you a true story here about why I happen to be recording this the night that I am recording this is because I have committed to putting these podcasts out on a regular basis. Every Thursday, the audio podcast comes out, right? And we alternate between our guest shows and our solo shows. And I thought I had all of them recorded in advance and I was doing fine and I was way ahead. And then what? We got an opportunity to take a trip to go be involved in a live event somewhere that totally was unexpected and meant that if I'm going to keep my commitment to you all, I'm going to have to sit here and work late and get some extra recordings done so that I don't have to do these when I'm on the road or I know it's not going to happen, right? The commitment that says, I promised I would do that and therefore I will do it. I have, you guys have heard me say I work 3.5 to 4 days a week. And that is true in most cases, unless there's a special event, unless something like this happens where I'm up late trying to get things done in advance so that I can go take off and do what we're supposed to do either as a family or for the business. But I have been known to stay up late and write emails late because I promised somebody that I would give them an answer today. And it's not midnight yet. It's still today. And I just remember that I told them I would give them an answer today. And so that commitment says, yes, I'm tired. Yes, it's past my bedtime. And I'm going to walk back into the office and sit down and write that email because I gave them my word I would send it today and get them an answer. Commitment over convenience. But you know what this does? It gives us trust. When we hear that God is faithful, that he is the promise keeper, that he keeps his promises to those that love him and keep his commandments for 1,000 generations, that means we can trust him. That means he is faithful. He is committed. He will do what he said he would do. And if you're going to be committed in your business, you also need to do what you said you would do because that not only gives God a good name, it also creates trust between you and the people that you are looking to serve or that are looking to hire you for what they need in their lives. Building that trust is super important. Showing up and doing what you said you would do, either in that initial phase when they're just getting to know who you are and what your business does, or in the onboarding stage as you're serving them, as you're delivering your product or service to them, doing what you said you would do. Our God is faithful. And we're created in the image of God. We're here to be his image bearers on earth. We are the ones who are taking the light to the Gentiles. We're the ones who are to see our secular marketplace as a sacred mission field in showing God to those other people. How are we going to do that if we cannot have commitment over convenience and keep our word the way our God keeps his word to us? And so I'd love for you to ruminate on that this week. In what areas in your business are you committed? What commitments have you made? Are there things that you have said that you would do on a regular basis? Are you doing them? Commitment over convenience. It's convenient to say something came up. It's convenient to say, I'll do it tomorrow. It's convenient to have any number of reasons why I won't when it gets hard or I'm pushed to the limit. And our God is a God of commitment. Our God is a God who keeps his promises. And if I'm going to give a good name for him in the world, I'm going to do the same. I'm going to be committed. I'm going to keep those promises. I'm going to build that trust with people so that they know they can depend on us, because we may be the only picture of a faithful God that they ever see. And that will give us an opportunity then, as the Lord provides it, to be able to share even more about him with someone who needs him. And so don't forget that your business is an opportunity for you to not only earn provision for your family and your team, to not only be able to use your skills in something that brings you joy, but it is also a way for you to reflect the glory of your God who gave you this business to steward on his behalf. So be committed, choose to be committed, choose that commitment over convenience, and go out there and get that message to the people who so desperately need what you have to offer today. We'll see you in the next episode.
If you found this episode helpful, please share it with a friend and consider joining our free listener community at theflamingoadvantage.com. Remember, my friends, your message matters and your voice is needed. Don't be afraid to let your flamingo show.